All right. How am I going to escape San Francisco today? Just gonna go this way, I guess. This see how this goes. Why is this light green for so long? The light is never green for this long. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, shit. There's a lot of cars right there. This is, okay, alright. Starting to move at the exact right time for me to not have to block this intersection. A lot of motorcycle cops hanging out in front of the 7-Eleven. Also, a car, too. And there must be some shit going down. Man, I wish I was hanging out in front of the 7-Eleven. Get your hands on the ground. No, I'm drumming my... I got my hands on my knees here. I'm drumming along while I drive. There ain't no law against that, cop. Bottled water in this car. Fucking score. I won't stay in the bus-only lane. It says, at all times. I thought that thing expired. I don't know, this car in front of me is not doing it. No one obeys. That's a law that no one obeys. Like, on some streets in this city, the right lane, there's like, this is only for buses and taxis unless you're turning right. Then you can get in and turn right and then get back out. Or get in and quickly turn right. But no one ever fucking does that shit. Fuck is this bullshit? Just closing this lane out of nowhere. I'd better see a hole in the fucking street right here where they got this lane closed. There's the Super Bowl 50 statue in front of City Hall that people keep vandalizing. It appears to be in its normal state right now. Oh, you talking about that fucking React stuff? Jesus. Internet's a fucking... The internet's a fucking strange place. Copyright and trademark law and all that stuff still sucks. I'm behind a cab, and they have a thing for their app, and it says, download the Luxor app today on any device. It's like, that's just a local cab company. Am I supposed to download a fucking app for every single fucking cab company in every single city I might find myself in? throat is a little extra raspy today. We recorded the podcast. Feeling pretty good about that. I set up Google Hangouts app to, like, take over the phone calls or whatever. But I don't know what that'll do if someone calls. As far as I can tell, it's still in Do Not Disturb mode, which I would think would make it just ring through to voicemail, which is what I want. I don't want everything just showing up for Hangouts and all this other stuff, but, so the phone number should... might ring through to... So if I log into Hangouts and the calls might come in that way, which I don't know if that would even be usable. That might just... The data might just be too shaky to... Or the bandwidth might not be good enough to handle a call while I'm on the road anyway. XCOM 2 talk? No, we just got XCOM 2 today. Weirdly enough, so no. So maybe when I get out of San Francisco, I'll try, maybe we can fucking road test the phone shit and see what happens. But yeah, this week's podcast, we talk about important games like Nitro Plus Blasters, Heroines Infinite Duel. Fucking hot bangers. What? portable player is not connected. Well, connect it. The power of fucking Bluetooth. Just connect to that shit. Hey, there you go. Looks like I, well, I don't really, can't really look at it, but looks like I got some voicemail that shows up in Google Hangouts. At some point, it probably uses, like, the Hangout settings, which are probably set to not just let anyone contact me. All right. phone lines should be open, I think. It must be regular phone. I turned off that stuff. I'm rolling down this mountain, and there are cars. What are you doing? Who is this? Hello. Please mute your
radio. That sounds pretty dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, it's dark out here, so I got to be careful. Absolutely. Who is this? What's on your mind?
Yikes. This is Dacia, and I'm thinking about how glad I am that I'm a premium subscriber to Giant Bomb, and everyone should get in on that.
Ah, cool, thanks. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, it's been fun to run, you know, the site and do stuff over the years. You know, it's like, we're always thinking about, like, what are some different ways we can kind of do stuff, and it's always a big balancing act between, like, you know, what do we put out there for everybody? What do we do for premium? Like, what do we, you know, what's the right thing to do for everybody? So, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, it's been great. I've been a subscriber for like 2 years, I guess, probably. I kind of press the button and don't think about it and just keep letting you take my money. It seems like the right choice.
Yeah, I mean, we spend it on cool stuff. That's not true. I don't know where the money goes. At some point, it's there's some budget person in a room somewhere, and it's just some number. And if this number is lower than this number, then someone goes, "Rrr!" And then if number higher than that number, then they go, "Ah!" And I just want to keep it going, "Ah!" for as long as I can, basically.
It's good.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks a lot for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Let's see if more people call in.
Yeah. Cool. Have a good night. See ya.
You
Hello, you're on the air? Hello, are you there? Well, is anyone there? Oh, it's all going crazy now. Hello? Is anyone there? Okay, you're coming out of the, hang on. Hang on a sec, you're coming out of the speaker on my phone and not the speaker in the car. Let me try to figure that out. Hang on. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You were now coming out of the car. It was, I don't know, the... Google Hangouts in, like, tried to ring when someone, anyway, whatever. Technical problems.
All right, no problem. Yeah, I'm calling from Canada, so this call is probably going to cost me a lot, but whatever, it's worth it.
Fantastic. Well, what's on your mind?
Not much. I'm just, you know, alone, being teams that are playing video games.
Yeah, cool.
And, yeah, my day off today, so.
Nice. That's,
not much.
That's pretty good. Yeah, as you know, I had a pretty good weekend, and then we kind of got back in there and, you know, plan out the week and record the podcast and all that stuff. So, you know, Mondays are pretty good day, usually.
Speaking of the podcast, actually, do you guys have any news about whether or not you're going to put the video up soon? Or, like, if you got that running, up and running, or?
It's not up and running. We're recording it in the room now. Like, we're in the new studio recording, and there's actually a slight problem with this week's file because the audio got a little messed up near the very end. But that's, you know, so we're still, like, working out the kinks. We're not going to do anything with video until the audio end of things is kind of locked down and good. So we're still kind of fucking around, and, you know, we have to set up cameras and test all that out and all that sort of stuff. So it's, until we get that stuff down, it won't happen. But, I mean, it'll probably be, you know, like a couple of months, maybe?
Yeah. Because I always remember that video with Drew in Korea, and it seemed like there was video in the podcast. I don't know how you guys set that up. Maybe that was a different setup or something. Maybe that wasn't the same thing as...
So that's
what you guys are trying to do now.
Yeah, that's so that is the studio we used to use. It's always had cameras in it, but it's like it's not our studio, and all of their streaming stuff is, you know, it's set up for a bunch of CNET shows. Like, they do live shows out of that room, I think, maybe every week. I don't actually know what they do, but yeah, so they have that stuff, but it's like it's kind of janky and not, you know, it's not a great. It's a fine setup, but we were looking for something more, and we were looking to get our own room anyway, just to kind of take care of a lot of the scheduling problems we run into by sharing a room. We want to do something, you know, bigger than some of that stuff. So we're trying to set up for that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
Yep, cool.
Like I said, this call's probably costing me a lot, but right. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep, see ya. Have a good night. Hello, you are live. Who is this? What's up?
Hey, Jake. I'm Eric.
Hey, Eric. What's on your mind? What's going on?
Oh, nothing much, man. Just, you know, listening to your little mixer theme, you know.
Cool.
You going home or whatever.
Yep.
No, hey, I was just trying to, like, I'm playing Fallout 4, and I'm, like, just, I'm having a tough time just finishing this game, man. It's rough.
Yeah, it's, well, you know, it's, what, how far in did you get? Like how close?
Okay, I'm like probably like, I don't know, if I had to guess, I'd probably say like, I don't know, maybe like 50 hours in.
Yeah.
At least, but I'm like, the last like mission I did was like, I did something with like the cabin house, whatever, but like, I haven't even made it to the, what do you call them, the railroad.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I haven't even made it to that. So it's like, I'm just having such a tough time because, like, I love Fallout games, but, I mean, this game is just too much of a retread, I feel like, of, like, the past few ones, right? Like, it's just...
Yeah, totally.
Like, it just feels like too much of the same, like, and I'm like, the more I keep playing this game, the more disappointed I get. Like, I love New Vegas and Fallout 3, but like, I'm just like, man, they could have done better, right? Like, they should have done better.
Yeah, that's definitely, yeah, I think, like, you know, it is a lot like those games, and those games were great. So it's like, I think, like, on its own, Fallout 4 is still pretty good, but yeah, it's disappointing. It's totally disappointing. I wish that they would have done a lot more with it. And you know, like, for me, it's like, I played a lot of Skyrim, and I played a lot of...
This call is now being recorded.
Whoa, what the hell? Why? No.
I don't know what that is.
All right, well, that happens sometimes. I don't know why it happens, but I don't know. Anyway, yeah, it's disappointing that they haven't done more with that stuff. I wish that they would have pushed it in some different directions and, you know, cleaned up some of the stuff that is still kind of busted and you know, just... I think that they could have told the story, even if they'd stuck with that story, which isn't amazing, but it's fine. I think they could have told it in a different way or told it better, found better missions to craft around the story and stuff. Like, some of that stuff gets a little clunky in spots, too, but I totally get what you're saying. Like, you know, I kind of charged through it when I reviewed it, and, you know, I did a lot of side stuff, and I probably played about as much as you have now. I think I finished the story probably in about 50 hours or so. I think that's probably where I was at. I don't remember for sure, but I did play a fuckload of it. And I get it. Like, especially, like, I don't know, like, the weird part is, like, when you say the stuff you haven't seen yet, like, there's stuff near the end of that game that I think is, like, maybe a little more tedious than even the stuff that you've probably already seen.
I mean, I've already heard, like, so much of what happens later on. Like, it makes it maybe that's my own fault for kind of, like, going into that. And, like, before I got there,
yeah.
It makes me maybe feel like I don't need to progress as much. But the thing is, like I'm not even having the problem so much with the story progression. It's just more, like, the actual game itself. It's just,
sure.
Like,
yeah.
You're doing the same hacking, like, stuff that you did in the past few games. You're doing the same lockpick things, and you're doing the same... Like, you know, like, what do you call that? Where you have to, you know, you pick your choices or whatever.
Like all the perks.
Speech checks.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah.
it's just not like, it just feels like, man, it was like, and then, you know what the worst part is for me is like the load times. They're still all the same load times that they were in the last game.
Oh,
like,
sure.
How do they not even, like, how do we not even get past that? Like, where we don't have, like, a more, like, seamless, like, world, you know what I mean? So it's like, that just seems bad to me. That just seems kind of gross. Like, why isn't this better? Like, this should be better. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still like the game. I'm still putting hours into it, and I still want to finish it, but it's like, man, it's like, it just feels like it should have been much better, right? Like, it just should have been different. Like, and actually, that leads into another question I have for you, which maybe this is not really, like, an appropriate question for yourself, but, like, I thought, do you ever get stuck on a game and then we feel like you don't want to move on to something else because you have to finish what you're doing on that game that you're on right now? Like, I don't want to move forward from Fallout because I feel like if I do, I won't ever finish it.
Yeah.
But, like, I want to see it to its end, but, like, I just, like, I don't want to play that game anymore too much. Like, you know, I just kind of don't really want to do it anymore. It's just bothering me. Like, it's hampering my enjoyment.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, I end up in those sorts of situations. But, like, you know, if I'm, you know, like, sometimes I don't have the option to move on because it's, like, something I'm reviewing. And it's like, okay, well, now I have to, like, power through this thing that I kind of wish I could just stop playing. And I think there's, like, actually, like, you know, in, like, with reviews, like, you know... The kind of classic approach is like, yo, you should finish that game. But I think that, like, there's something to be said in cases where, like, the game just throws you off it so much that you're just like, fucking, I don't care what happens after this. Like, I'm just done. You know? Like, I think that there's something to be said for, like, that in a review context. But, you know, that's,
no,
I guess, neither here nor
there. I want to complete it, but I just don't know if I can. I just don't know if I care too much anymore. Like, And I just feel like that's being a little bit too cynical, but I don't know, like, just, I just don't know if I care too much.
You know, I think you could, you know? You could look at it as like, hey, you know, you play that game for 50 hours, that's way more than you would get out of most games. Like, if you moved on, you would still probably have, you know, you've played a lot more of that than you would play of most, like, story-based games and stuff. So, you know, there's always that. You could always wait and see if, you know, they patch some stuff in, or, you know, like, it's a terrible, maybe the DLC will change things for you. Like, I don't know. It's, that game's frustrating in a lot of different ways to a lot of different people, I think. You know, there are people that, like, don't have any problem with any of that stuff. And then there's, like, just these different layers of things that people are just like, all right, this is where this game threw me off. This is, I wish they did this, or, hey, the story should be this, or, you know, there's a ton of different stuff like that. Particularly with a game as big as Fallout. Like, there's so many different things for people to potentially just, like, bonk their head off of and just be like, you know what? I don't think I want to do this anymore.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, because I think I feel like I reached a similar point with The Witcher 2 this past year. Like, I really wanted to like The Witcher, and I really do still like it. I really like The Witcher 3, but the thing is, like, I don't know. Like, I kind of am, like, similar to all of you guys, you know, there, where you kind of just all, like, at a certain point, just, like, maybe 30, 40 hours in, you just kind of, like, man, just, I don't know, something about this game, it's hard for me to keep going.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's hard, like, I don't know, like, I think I got sidetracked a little bit by the Arkham Knight, because I do enjoy those games, so I took that little break to play that game, and then, like, after that, I couldn't get back to The Witcher. Like,
that's a thing that I keep hearing about The Witcher, is that, like, as soon as people take a break from it, it gets really hard to get back into it, you know? And, like, with The Witcher, man, I really wish I liked that game, because the people who like it have such amazing things to say about it, and, like, so much of it sounds like it's right up my alley in terms of just, like, you know, as even just, like, presenting it as an alternative to stuff like Fallout. But, like, you know, I didn't like The Witcher 2, you know, even after they made all their changes for the console version and kind of cleaned it up, and, you know, there's just stuff in there that just, like, in terms of how they handled combat and the characters and story and stuff, that I just didn't really like any of it. And I went into The Witcher 3 thinking, like, okay, this is where they're gonna really, you know, like, this game looks amazing, like, the stuff they're doing, like, this will be where The Witcher starts working for me, this will be where I start liking The Witcher, and no, it just, the same stuff happens, just, like, I just don't really like the combat, and I don't care about any of those characters, and it's just, you know, every step of the way, it's like, this is an amazing looking game, and it's super long, and there's some great story stuff in there, but I just, you know, I'm probably never gonna see it, because I can't get past a lot of the different stuff that I just don't like about that game.
Yeah, I really like the first two Witcher games, actually, though, too. Like, that's the thing. Like, I really, like, I played through The Witcher 1, and, like, I don't know too many people that did. And then I, you know, it took me some time to get through The Witcher 2, but I actually didn't like The Witcher 2 as much as The Witcher 1. And some people think that's, like, maybe wrong, because a lot of people were, like, all over The Witcher 2, like, saying it was, like, the better game in the series, but my opinion, I don't know, whatever happened, like, The Witcher 1 more,
yeah.
And now in The Witcher 3, it just seems strange, like, you know, like, it's kind of, like, I don't know, I think I got a little bit of open world fatigue, you know, like,
and
it's, like,
yeah.
It's just,
yeah,
I'm over it a little bit, I feel like, no?
I think that makes sense. That definitely happens, you know? It's like, yeah, for sure. And that's something I think a lot of people are starting to find, too, is that, you know, like, especially people that are playing a lot of games, like, it's like, hey, here's yet another world filled with a ton of different side quests, and it's like, it's all, you know, mechanically they're all different, and they all handle their stuff the same way, but structurally, you know, it's just like, here you go. You got your main quest, you got your side quest, go, do what you want. Some point, yeah, you know, like, everyone's played a lot of those games at this point, and that was something, like, there were people that really liked Watch Dogs a lot more than I did, that were like, oh man, you just play too many of these games. I'm like, no, I think I played the exact right number of these games to tell you that Watch Dogs is not a great game.
But the thing that I liked the most about Watch Dogs was that weird little side game where it was like some kind of hell, like car driver simulator where you could run over as much stuff as you could. Like, that's just the stupid part of that game. Like, that was a completely stupid part of the game, but that was the most fun I had with Watch Dogs. That was weird about that game. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just like, I feel like I'm ready for a more directed experience or something. Like, man, just like, you know, a more linear, just like bring it back to the basics, almost like, you know, I just, maybe I need that linearity.
Yeah, maybe it's just more about variety, you know, maybe it's just like, because all the games that were formerly more linear are opening up more and more along the way too, you know, so maybe it is just where they're just, you know, everyone's kind of going for that blueprint and everyone's kind of filling their games with this side content that's usually not great. And usually, you know, only like a passing diversion. It's actually my worry about The Division, which I think has a lot of potential, but like I went and did some of the side stuff and it's just like, it's four different variations on, there are some guys here that you should shoot. And, you know, I don't need another world full of that stuff, even if it's got these kind of RPG hooks and these different mechanics to it. Like, I'm not sure that that's something I want to do that much of. So, like, that's my worry about The Division, is if they don't have enough variety in the content, you know, and you know, even the main missions in most open world games are not that different from the side missions. They just put more cutscenes in it, right? I mean, it's all going to be like, go to this location and do a thing. Sometimes that'll be a little more directed and a little more scripted through a sequence. And sometimes it'll just be like a room with some combat or whatever, but you know, like that stuff's, maybe that's just not enough anymore. Maybe this, you know, people need to think about some new ideas.
I just watched a video today, actually, your unfinished video that you guys put up for that. And,
yeah. And
I was like, honestly, I was kind of getting sucked in a little bit. I was like, man, this looks actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
But like, the thing is, like, it's that type of thing, like, you know, that the character progression or whatever, like the level up, you know, and get new abilities and do all these little, go to different little places and all that stuff like that. Like, I like those things, but that's not the thing that I come to games, I think, for the, you know, the most. Like, I like narrative. I like, you know, stories. I like those type of things. I don't know. Like, just, you know, maybe my taste as a gamer, you know, as a person who plays games, they're just changing it as I get older, and I just don't have as much time to put into these things as I used to, you know? Like, I don't have that time like that to put, like, to dump, like, you know, 120 hours into The Witcher. Like, I just don't do that. Like, I can't do it as much anymore. It's not for me.
Yeah, I think that's another valid thing, man. I think, yeah, some people are getting to that point where they don't necessarily want to devote that time. But you still have plenty of people who do, you know, and that's the clash. It's like, you know, you can't make one game that appeals to both ends of that. Because I think, you know, even if you don't have the time, if you see a bunch of side content, you're still going to feel this compulsion to want to do it. And that's where it gets hard. But yeah, The Division, I have high hopes for it, man. I'm not sure how that'll go, but I ended up spending a lot
of time
with it. But yeah, I'm enjoying what I've played of it so far, but I'm just not sure if it's going to, like, last or not. That's my main concern. All right.
No, I played, like, sorry,
yeah,
I appreciate
you
taking my call.
I got to get going, man. Take care.
No problem.
All right, have a good night. Alright, I'm getting pretty close to home here, so I'm actually gonna cut it off there. The Hangout stuff is weird because it rings separately from my phone ringing, and then, like, some of the calls seem to be showing up in Hangouts, and some of them are showing up on my phone. And then the Google Voice app would sometimes also report that I had new mail. So basically the whole thing is fucking crazy now. So I need to probably uninstall Hangouts. And disable all that stuff, because I don't think that stuff's going to work. It's funny, you know, like people, there were some people that got all bent out of shape about, you know, like my feelings on The Witcher, which I think is a really weird, like, reaction. Like, people jump to weird conclusions with stuff, you know. It's like, I went into The Witcher, like, hoping, you know, because, like, you know, I'd heard a lot about it at that point from people who had seen more of it than I had. You know, they were like, oh, man, it's going to be awesome. I played a bunch of it. It's great. And all this other stuff. And it's, you know, like, I was really hoping that this would be, that would be the point where I kind of connected with that series. You know, that's where it's like, okay, this is where it all comes together. And this is, you know, this is the new Skyrim. This is the new, this is going to replace or, you know, be another option for that sort of stuff. Because these games are, because I like these games now. But it's just, yeah, every step of the way, man. Everywhere I turned was another thing that was just like, nope, maybe I'm not going to actually play much more of The Witcher after all. And people were just, like, so unaccepting of that, you know. And I, you know, I put in time. I tried to put in time. I started over multiple times and, you know, tried to get into it, wait until they patched some movement stuff and tried to get back in. There are zero things about that game that make me want to continue playing it, and sometimes that's just the way it is. People get weird about that shit, but that's the internet, right? Express opinions about things, and people can't hang. Can't handle it. Cruise speech, huh? Ugh. I feel like there needs to be some kind of, like, Scrabble rule for politics where, like, if all of your choices are bad, you can put them back in the tile bag, lose a turn, and pull new ones out. Just like, hey, why don't we just push the election out another year and see if we can find some people that are maybe a little more, like, electable or, like, human, like, not fucking lizard people. But I suppose we're getting to the point where I will start to actually maybe listen to a few candidates and see what they have to say in a deeper sense than just this fucking Iowa bullshit. Like, at this point, everything just always sounds so general. You know, get a little deeper in, hopefully some of them will have to start actually coming with plans. So there's been some of that. Some of that, but very little, it seems like. So, I just, yeah, I don't know. So many of the candidates seem just like these passionless, like, just. So far removed from the sort of person you'd think you want in an office like that. I mean, at least on some level, it looks like it won't just be Clinton versus Bush again. That was my ultimate fear, is that it would just come out to that, and you'd just be like, well, great. Great. We're just doing this again, like slightly different people in the roles, but this is the best we can do. But perhaps I will connect with a candidate at some point. We'll see. All right, I'm gonna go. That's Monday night. You guys keep flipping coins and determining winners out there, and I'm gonna go try to eat something and hang out. Have a good night.